Neu in der Deutschlandcard-App. Sammle Punkte mit deinen Kassenbons von DM, Rossmann und vielen weiteren Supermärkten und Drogerien. Einfach Kassenbons scannen, punkten und sparen. Jetzt gratis mit der Deutschlandcard-App.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 3 of Off Track. My chance to talk to you openly, without a script, without any prompts, to really talk to you about things that I think are important from the heart and always in context of the latest episode. So the latest episode on the Inside Track was with Gatsby Randolph. What a man, what a myth. The man, the myth, the legend that is Gatsby Randolph. I don't even know where to begin with this gentleman. He's a larger-than-life fictional character, and that's pretty much self-described, by the way. But I have to tell you, it was one of the most memorable interviews that I've had to date. He brought a certain type of persona that I've never quite experienced before, a certain type of energy that I've never really experienced either. And I really love just getting to know who Gatsby Randolph is. And for those who don't know who he is, he's basically a guy who has made a movie out of other celebrities gatecrashing their parties, their events, and piecing together a story to form and inform his own life called Gatsby Randolph. And it took him about 7 years or so to film this movie. And by the end of it, he's ended up claiming to be best friends with a lot of the A-listers, including people like Jay-Z. So it's a really, really interesting story, completely unique. I've never heard or come across anything quite like it, except for the movie Bowfinger. For those who've watched the movie Bowfinger, starring Eddie Murphy a long time ago. There was a movie that was being shot, and they got Eddie Murphy's less famous brother to basically pretend to be Eddie Murphy, and they would film him with other celebrities. So it was the closest thing I got to Gatsby Randolph was Bowfinger. So you can understand a little bit about what I'm talking about, but he's an incredible guy. But really the conversation took a really interesting turn around the concept of authenticity. And I think this is where I want to talk to you guys today a little bit about, because authenticity seems to be the number one word when it comes to content creators. When I was starting off the podcast or the talk show, whatever you want to call it, right from the get-go, everyone always told me two things. Number one, you've got to be consistent. Keep backing it up. Don't give up. Keep going. No matter how many people listen or how few people listen, just keep on plugging away. And I would always be told by the likes of Joe Rogan, no one ever listened to his ever first episode or his first 500, but people are listening now. So there is confidence in that. So that was the first tip that I got when I started this, was to be consistent. The second was to be yourself, was to be authentic. And that word I've heard time and time and time again. And it's something that I generally never really gave much sort of focus on, because it's kind of who I am anyway. I don't need to think about who I am in that sense. Does that sound weird? But I generally don't have to overthink things, especially when it comes to being authentic. I'm just trying to be who I am from the get-go. And I think a lot of the content creators have wrestled with how authentic they need to be, how raw they need to be to really describe themselves as a certain type of person and to open up in a certain way to show that level of vulnerability so other people can come in and get to know who they are. I feel like I'm starting to do that, but what I don't want to do is to be inauthentic, because if I look at my personal life, my private life, I don't go and talk to my closest friends about absolutely every insecurity that I have. So if I can't do that with my closest, why would I do that necessarily with people that I've never met before? So yes, it's great to be authentic. Yes, it's great to open up. But being authentic means you have to be true to yourself. So if you're not going to do it in real life, let's say, why would you do it from a content perspective? So I think that was quite an interesting take that I had, was around his take as Gatsby Randolph on what authenticity is. And it really got me thinking about this larger context. What does it mean to you to be authentic? Because I'll tell you right now, I did a quick social post about this not just a few moments ago, where I was basically saying that most people now live a certain type of alter ego that they probably they're not even aware of. The word alter ego is quite a big word. You know, if I say the word alter ego, you might think of people like Borat, for example, someone who's literally had to create a larger-than-life character, completely different, far removed from the original Sacha Baron Cohen, that becomes an alter ego. You know, there's the classic Marvel characters and DC comic books as well that have those alter egos. But the point I'm trying to say is, when it comes to authenticity versus alter ego, the gap is not as wide as you think it is. So on my social post, I was referencing how when people go to work every single day, they put on their game face. they have to really say the right things to their boss. They have to behave in a certain way. They have to dress in a certain way. And they have to toe the company line. That's the, typically the, how it works in corporate. But yet when you come home, you can, you know, you literally take off your suit, or you take off your clothes, you change your clothes, your attire, and your overall feeling changes. And you become a different person when you're home with your wife, with your partner, with your kids, or whatever the case may be, with your friends, whatever the case may be. So are you not acting in a certain way and having some sort of alter ego business type of approach when you go to work every day? Or if you have an insecurity, you know, you've, let's say you've got, you know, big ears or something, you know, whatever the case may be, you might want to grow your hair a little bit longer to cover up your ears because you're a little bit physically insecure about how you look. I mean, there are so many little things that we do as people, and we all have insecurities. We all have these issues, whether it's physically, whether it's emotionally, you know, we try and cover up on things because we want to project a certain type of persona to the outside world. And ultimately speaking, that's kind of what an alter ego is. It's about projecting a different version of yourself to the outside world than who you are. So then it comes to the question, well, how authentic are you actually being if you're not being able to really say and behave and look the way you actually naturally do? So there definitely is a line when it comes to being, having an alter ego and authenticity. And I think that line isn't as far removed as you would think. And then it sort of got me thinking in terms of, right, what is my own definition of authenticity? And I think someone like Gatsby Randolph, well, you look at him, you look at his outfit, you look at, you know, his energy that he brings, and he's definitely a larger-than-life character. But what I really liked about Gatsby was that he was the same person off camera as he is on camera. And for me, that's what authentic is. It's not flicking, a switch and becoming something that you're not, or acting in a certain role. No, you have to, he lives and breathes his own character that he's created, which is this Gatsby Randolph character. And we all live in the Gatsby Randolph world, but, you know, what's authentic about it is that he's actually himself throughout. He doesn't change. So either he's become so good at developing his alter ego that he never switches off, but, you know, to the outside world and the people that have met him, he seems to be the same person both in, you know, on camera and off camera. So I really like that about him, and that really made me think that, you know, although a lot of people will say, who is this guy and what is his alter ego personality, the reality is he might be more authentic than a lot of other people out there, especially some guests that I've had on my show where, you know, they come on and they act in a certain way on camera and they look all fantastic and wonderful, but then off camera, they're a totally different person, and you really get to see who they are, you know, as a human being. So for me, the definition of being authentic is about really being true to yourself, no matter who's watching, no matter who's listening, whether that's your boss, whether that's your partner, whether that's your kids, whether that's the audience, you know, you are the same person no matter what. And I think that's kind of what I've been striving for on the Inside Track, is that no matter who watches me, or people who have known me for more than 20, 30 years since I was, you know, as a kid, they would tell me, look, you're the same person as I've always known, which makes me feel really good about myself, because I haven't tried to act up in a certain way. At the same time, I don't want to over-reveal things that I would never normally over-reveal just for the sake of getting some clicks and some views and some likes. But I know a lot of people have done that. They have gone down that road of trying to literally show much more vulnerability to an audience that doesn't know them in that way, in an intimate way, than to someone that knows them really, really well. They're much more comfortable opening up. And I think, I mean, if that works for them and that's a sort of form of therapy, that's fine. They can absolutely do that. But if they're doing that to drive the likes and to drive the engagement, and they're literally becoming something that they're not. And I look at these people and, you know, I'm not sad for them, but I just kind of say to them, guys, you know, then why are you doing all this stuff? Because, you know, going back to the earlier point of, you know, you have to be consistent. It's very difficult to be consistent if you're not yourself throughout the entire time. So really, really important that, you know, be who you are, but be who you are no matter who is listening, no matter who is watching. Because at some point, if you're not, you're going to get found out. And I think that's my biggest takeaway. So the Gatsby Randolph episode was an interesting one, because I had my own preconceived ideas of who he was before he came on, and even during the beginning of the episode. But by the end of it, I was thinking, this guy is so sure of himself. He's so secure in himself, and he doesn't care what people think. And he's loving who he is. And I thought, that is just priceless. And I think that is as authentic as it possibly can come. And he might just be one of the most authentic people I've had on the show. Again, based on what I know, based on what I've seen, and the limited time that I've had with him, he was the same person off camera as he was on camera, which is always great to see. So I think those are my two cents. I'm really looking forward to next week's episode. I'm not going to say too much. We're kind of winding down towards the end of season two. We've only just got a few more episodes left, but we're already starting to film and shoot for season three. So season three filming actually starts this coming Wednesday. I'm really, really excited about it. There will also be a slight rebranding of the show, which I'm also excited about. I've listened to a lot of smart people, and I'm going to be taking their advice when it comes to potentially renaming the show, but the formats, the approach is still all going to be the same, and of course hopefully I'll still be my authentic self. So thanks so much for listening on this episode of Off Track, and looking forward to speak to you soon.
Neu in der Deutschlandcard App: Sammle Punkte mit deinen Kassenbons von DM, Rossmann und vielen weiteren Supermärkten und Drogerien. Einfach Kassenbons scannen, punkten und sparen. Jetzt gratis mit der Deutschlandcard App.